Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, a Pakistan-based case study led by the UK's Development Finance Institution, CDC Group, demonstrated the investment case for a mangrove restoration project next to a wind farm. TXF's features editor Ollie Gordon investigates. On our essentials news front in the project and export space, joint sponsors of the Yanbu 4 Independent Water Power Project in Saudi Arabia, ENGIE and MOA, have reached financial close on a DFI-backed debt package to back the $880 million scheme. Financial close was expected to take place by August 2020, but the COVID-19 pandemic slowed progress on the deal. Over on a third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the Italian government guaranteed an €86 million loan from Greensill Bank, part of the collapsed Greensill Capital Group, to one of steel magnate Sanjeev Gupta's firms, according to accounts filed with the Italian corporate registry in recent weeks. Over in the commodity finance space, trade credit insurer Euler Hermes has unveiled organisational changes to its transactional cover unit and investment solutions teams. Euler Hermes Asia Pacific has appointed Shan Abu to the office of ASEAN CEO, effective 1st of April 2021. And UK-based Premier Oil says its merger with Chrysaor Holdings has been approved by the Court of Session in Scotland. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering markets our latest TXF TV episode, A New Dawn for the Climate Economy. Join us for the latest instalment with Tom Dunn, chairman of supply chain finance provider Orbion, and Peter McKillop, owner and editor-in-chief of Climate and Capital, as they sit down to discuss the new dawn of the climate economy. And UK-headquartered Bolera International has launched Galileo TPAAS for banks, which it claims is the industry's first white-labeled trade portal as a service solution for financial institutions. And Greensill Capital owes $1.1 billion to SoftBank Group, sources said, as the Japanese institution emerges as one of the main creditors to the collapsed supply chain finance firm. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.